conditions.
An oil rig that exploded off the coast of Louisiana sinks. What's the potential for a major spill? Lago bites back again. He wants to subpoena the president. What are the chances of that? Our cheap movie reviews coming up in our fourth hour. Can't wait for that one. There's a really, really crazy, scary, crazy movie that is coming out. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but it will be previewed in our fourth hour. The previewing is over. All the mock drafts, forget about it. The first round over, done with, and how exciting for the 75th NFL draft. You know that four Sooners were taken in the first round of the draft? Wow. Kate Delaney is always here from the left to the right and everywhere in between on America Tonight. So with that, here's who was first in the draft and went to the Rams. Check it out.
With the first pick in the 2010 NFL draft, the St. Louis Rams select Sam Bradford, quarterback, Oklahoma.
He's the third player from Oklahoma to go number one overall. And if he has the success that Leroy Selman and Billy Sims did, well, then it would be a heck of a pick. But Peyton Manning went one. How'd that turn out?
Yeah, how did that turn out? Super Bowl. Almost two Super Bowl rings. And without further ado, right at the top, we're going to talk to our pal Mike Davis, Easy Ticket Mike. Hey, Mike, how have you been?
I've been doing great. How you been, Kate?
Oh, couldn't be better, I'm telling you. Knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood right now. Sam Bradford, I mentioned it, the four Sooners in the first round. I don't think it's a surprise that Bradford went first, but there were all kinds of rumors about trades and the pick being traded and all that stuff. But I think it was a good move by the Rams. We'll see, of course, if he stays healthy.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he had a little bit of injury problems there at the last of his college career. But I guess the one that really was surprising was Tim Tebow. He became a Bronco, but he got picked 25th.
Yeah, that is shocking. I mean, for Florida, I mean, he was the star for Florida, but I don't think a lot of people predicted he would go in the first round. But I think for Denver, it actually might work out for them. I kind of like Tebow. I don't know if I see him really absorbing the system in the NFL right off the bat, but none of these guys do. I don't know. You know, it's really tough. You look at a quarterback and how well they excel, and depending on the system, of course, and the school in college football, and then the transition, as you've seen, Mike, into the pros, it's so much different. And there are so many busts at that spot. I mean, there certainly are the great ones. You know, you heard there Boomer mentioning Peyton Manning, and Eli Manning was another surprise, too. I mean, he was a solid player in college, but then look what happened with the Giants. So you just never know. But the Broncos, I guess, decided it was worth the pick, huh?
Yeah, and, well, I'm looking for Tebow to be another John Elway.
Yeah. I think he's going to be good. I love it that people are kind of dogging it, because that sort of adds to the lore. I think he'll be good, yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, besides the NFL draft, there are other things going on, like in the NBA. We're talking playoffs. The playoffs, I mean, this is the time of year you love if you like pro hoops at all, to me, because I know a lot of people say, forget it during the year, and I don't like some of the things that have happened, but I love the playoffs. And I still like the Lakers and Cavaliers to make it all the way down to the end. Are you thinking the same thing?
Well, I am. I mean, that's my expectation, is for them to be in the finals. But, you know, I'm looking for the Mavericks and Lakers to be in the Western Conference Finals, and probably Cleveland and Orlando in the East. But right now, all the teams are still there. I mean, we're just in the first round. In the East, everyone's or the big ones, they've got a pretty big series lead, except the Bulls. They beat the Cavs tonight in a squeaker, 106. But, you know, that's, I'm still looking for the Cavs to win that in, probably five, six games. So,
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Hey, how about we shift to the ice, and my Flyers easily took care of business with the Devils. It was great. I mean, it was very, very impressive this last win. And, of course, I think the series has been tremendous for the Flyers. And it's been fun to watch. I know some people listening to us are like, oh, now she's mentioning hockey. But I think, just like I said with the NBA, this is the best time of year to watch hockey. And I think the reason a lot of people don't like hockey, Mike, is, and because I grew up with it, I think it's because they haven't seen a game. You need to go to see a game live, and then I think it makes a difference to you.
Yeah, and, you know, my Stars, they didn't do very well this year, but, you know, it's been a, they've got some great matchups right now. The East, you know, really there's some dominating teams in the East, but everybody's is tied right now in the West in the 2-2. So
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Pittsburgh got. You know, I thought they were going to pull out and win their series tonight, but what happened? The Senators came back and won in a third overtime, 4-3. So that was kind of a nail biter. But I'm still looking for Pittsburgh to win that series.
Yeah, I agree with you there too. Absolutely. Hey, last time we talked to you, we were talking about the Masters and what a tough ticket it was to go to the Masters, and you were mentioning that at easyticket.com. You had some tickets to it, but it was crazy. Phil Mickelson, the lefty, taking that tournament and his third green jacket. It was fun to watch, I think, the last day to see what was going to happen after that big swing the day before on Saturday. Did you watch any of the Masters?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. I mean, there's so much, golf's not my favorite spectator sport. But, I like to see it. I like to play it. I'm more of a social golfer than anything. Get out on the links, tell a few jokes, and,
I understand that. Trust me. I used to be a good golfer. Now I'm a social golfer too, for sure. I love baseball. I know you like baseball, and I'm all about the Phillies. I was crushed last year when the Yankees beat the Phils, although I expected it. It's too early in the season to make predictions. This has just been fun watching these early games out of the gate. I don't know. We'll see. But you're a Rangers fan.
Yeah, it's still early for everybody, but probably except Baltimore. They're already, they've only won 2 out of 16 games. They're 10 games out already. So it really doesn't get interesting in Major League Baseball until after the All-Star break. But you know, we've got a long time. Right now, I don't follow college baseball a whole lot, but that's kind of heating up right now. Arizona State, they're ranked number one right now, and UT, Texas, they're number two. So they've got about 2 more months in the College World Series, but college baseball is kind of a precursor to the major leagues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. If somebody performs well, they can come out of there. Are you kidding? All eyes are on that World Series that you were just talking about. Once they get there, absolutely, some of the top players have a good chance to get fed into the minors and so on. Mike, thanks. Go to easy-ticket.com. He's got concert tickets, theater tickets, sports tickets, anywhere you are in the country, nationally, anywhere, period, any event you can think of, you can go to easytickets.com, easy-ticket.com. Oil Rig up next.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. At 02 for your free catalog now.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to grow to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
It wasn't about babies, but it was all about the White House dog stealing the spotlight at a big event there. I'll tell you about that coming up in a few here during this hour of America Tonight. Also, a U.S. gold medalist failing a steroid test. Ooh, shocker. We've never heard that before. Yeah, right. This is the saddest story on the day, honestly, and the timing couldn't be worse. You think of the fact that we're talking about oil leases and actually having more platforms and going from the East Coast all the way down to Florida, and always the retort is, what about spills and the environment? And so there pretty much had been a moratorium on drilling, offshore drilling, for decades. You had the existing rigs that were up the platforms, but you didn't have any new movement, especially in Florida. They're very guarded about what's happening off the shores, and then this horrible accident happens. And from what I can tell, from all of the stuff that I've seen, they're still searching for the 11 workers who are missing, but pretty much they feel as though they know they're not going to have the desired results. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that when you think of the explosion and you see the massive plume of smoke and burn victims already from that. So here's the latest. Here's what they said a little bit earlier in the day about that platform and what actually happened that caused that, what they believe could have happened and what happened when the accident started.
We experienced a fire, an explosion on board the Deepwater Horizon yesterday at around 10 p.m. Central Time. The operation on the rig immediately prior to the incident was running and cementing a production casing. This was conducted according to plan, with appropriate testing completed, with no indication of any problems. We don't know what caused the incident. Our efforts have firstly concentrated on caring for the people, and secondly, securing the rig.
Yeah, it was all about securing that rig, and unfortunately, it sinks. The rig sinks. It's not about the money, it's about the lives, but the amount of money that it costs to build the platforms is out of sight. But it's really the workers they're concerned with because of the people that were on board at the time and the people they were able to account for, the 17 that were injured. They got them right away by helicopter off the rig, and then you had other people that were taken ashore. They didn't have major injuries, and then you have the missing workers who probably just couldn't make it to the lifeboats, and who knows where they were at the time of that explosion too, because you had so many people on different parts of the rig. So now the big concern is 336,000 gallons could spill into the Gulf based on the amount of the oil the rig pulled out on a daily basis. And 700,000 gallons of diesel fuel could also leak. Now, they're doing the cleanup. They're ramping up the whole cleanup effort. And you've got, you know, the company saying they're going to get to the bottom of it. And, of course, the government saying they're going to get to the bottom of it. It certainly is in the national interest to make sure that something like that doesn't happen again. And especially when you've got Obama a couple of weeks ago, for once, I'm completely on board with this, saying, hey, we've got to drill. But he was just slammed, annihilated by environmentalists who were stunned when the president decided to do it. They were so disappointed that the president decided to open key Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico waters to oil and gas drilling. And their reasons why, if you remember, are for this very reason. What would it do to the ecosystem and tourism? And what if there's an oil spill? And especially Florida. Florida's water is clean. We have clean beaches. We're the sunshine spot. We're all about tourism. And an oil rig is a threat to us and to our well-being. All it takes is one spill. So this will add more fuel to that fire, pardon the pun. I mean, it really, really will. You have a senator from New Jersey, Frank Lautenberg, who keeps on pushing and fighting against the plant. And his reason is because when you're talking about the Atlantic coast, you're talking about some of those New Jersey beaches and the same concern. What would happen if there was an oil spill? What kind of damage would it do? And you're talking about maybe up to 500 miles from where the spill might be. So as soon as the platform sunk, got an email from somebody I know who said, because they heard me on the air saying that I was completely in support for the drilling, because we're oil dependent. So riddle me this. What are we going to do with our dependency on foreign oil? We can't develop the alternative soon enough for a country of this size. We have to have alternatives. We have to open it up to ourselves while everybody else is running away with the stuff. So I thought it was about time that it happened, frankly. So I got a note from somebody who I know to be kind of an environmentalist who said, what do you think now? Big headlines. What do you think now, Delaney? Are you changing your mind? And the answer is no. I mean, this was an accident, a sad, tragic accident. And let's hope they contain it as fast as possible. But this is one of the risks when you live in a society where you drive cars and where you're dependent, cars and trucks and everything else, and you're dependent on oil. We have to wean ourselves away from the oil, frankly, coming out of the Middle East. I mean, there has to be a point where we get some for ourselves. Everybody else is taken out, the Russians, the Chinese, and you know, we're not doing anything, especially off those Florida waters. So I still wouldn't change my mind on this. I think it's a terrible, awful, tragic thing. But I do not believe the president is making a mistake by saying we have to drill. We have to go along that Atlantic coastal waters to drill. We have to do it. Now, they're going to, of course, do massive studies. This isn't going to happen overnight. This is going to take years. Then you have to do the leases and everything that goes along with that, the money raised for the platform. But there's going to be big-time studies of the environment and what the even the economic risk would be, too. I think it was smart, however, to propose that this is where we have to go in. So despite this terrible, terrible accident that has happened in Louisiana, I would not change what I said before. And like I mentioned, the timing of it couldn't be worse. Couldn't be worse probably for Obama, too, because now that's just going to intensify that pressure of, well, see, this is what you get. This is what you get when you say, drill, baby, drill. Yeah, this was just a couple of weeks ago, and hey, we may see more spills. And that's the kind of, I'm sure, emails the White House is going to get bombarded by. There's going to be people that are going to protest and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. When Obama reversed the ban that was signed by Bush, that pretty much changed the game. Of course, it still is subject to those environmental studies and whatnot. So the answer is no, I have not changed my mind on what I think about the offshore drilling, because the sad reality is you have to look at the whole situation. And because the alternatives that could have been developed a long time ago, including even ethanol, though it would be harder for us to produce, this could have happened decades ago. Who didn't want it? The automakers didn't want it. Why? They were making massive, and the oil guys, because they were making massive amounts of money. So they won. They had strong lobbyists, and they won. And now we're paying the price. So our back is against the wall. The only thing you can possibly do is drill and look for nuclear power. That's the other thing. You have two plants that are going to go online in Georgia. And, you know, this is the hand that we've been dealt, unless everybody wants to walk and ride bicycles. But this isn't Beijing. And it's not realistic for that to happen. I think in most of the areas of this country, there are places where you can do that. And there are trains and things you can take. But a lot of us have no choice but to be tied to a car. I mean, unless you're like Lance Armstrong and day in and day out, you can do that. All right. Obama says to Wall Street, or Wall Street says to Obama, hands off. And he had his own response for the Wall Streeters. We're going to talk about that next.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Day. Yeah, while the fates and fortunes of so many of us were crashing in the past 2 years, the people who should have been in charge were too busy doing something else. Wait till you find out what they were doing. I'm going to tell you that in a second. But before we get to that, let's talk about Obama and Wall Street. A couple of things. Earlier in the day, Obama pretty much called out Wall Street to join the reform, so there's not a big dividing line between Main Street and Wall Street. There isn't. I think there is kind of a dividing line, and it might be Park Avenue or Fifth Avenue or pick any of the wealthiest streets in this country, mostly in New York, but okay, other places too. And what he was saying is we rise and fall as one nation, so you have to join us. And he talked about the differences of opinions over how to protect the taxpayers, how to protect us, but also shot down criticism from some of the Republicans who say this bill would encourage rather than actually discourage future bailouts of huge banks. And I think that they do have a point. If you know, it's like having a safety net. Like one of my favorite sayings is leap in the net will find you, okay? Well, in the case of being a banker, the net is always right there, baby, because somebody's got your back. The rest of us, there might be a hole in the net. You might fall flat on your face and crash and wipe out. But for the financial people, the net is always there. So the speech was timed because of these negotiations over the Senate part of this. And that's probably going to be debated theoretically anyway next week. The House already passed a version of financial overhaul legislation. And really, nobody has dove too much into that. And the president himself is kind of staying away from it, not saying he favored that or favored what the Senate's talking about or any of that. Only to say the broad strokes again, hey, we have flawed rules and we need to do something about it. We need to put something else in place. So that's what Obama's saying. And, you know, to me, it all comes back to one thing. Do the rules help? If there is new rules, are they going to help or hurt the taxpayers? Going to help or hurt? Now, remember I said this because I'm going to tell you about a note that I got today from one of my buddies. In fact, I'm going to read it on the air so you know what I'm talking about when I say, will the new rules hurt or help us? While Obama was doing that, while Obama was speaking, the people on Wall Street are covering their ears. See no evil, hear no evil, do no evil, and I doubt it. But what Wall Street is saying is that they're not impressed at all by the president's argument for financial reform. I've been flipping around and watching Fox Business News and CNBC and reading the Wall Street Journal and getting a reaction to this. And pretty much most of the financial worker people in the industry are very skeptical to downright hostile and have massive animosity toward what's being proposed. Part of my problem is, hey, this is great, we're going to do this, but we're not doing anything. What about Fannie? What about Freddie? We'll just forget about that. So that tanked to hell and back, but that's not included in any of this, right? So the other problem that Obama has is with everybody looking at Goldman Sachs, the president took a lot of political contributions from that company when he was campaigning. So now you get back to the, is it hypocritical of him to take money when it's convenient and then wash his hands of it when it's not convenient? So the Wall Streeters are not, I mean, I couldn't find anyone who agreed with tighter regulations. I could not find anyone, from people involved in mutual funds, from a guy I know that ran hedge funds, to a financial advisor at one of the big companies. I mean, I just could not find anyone on my own who agreed with it. And pretty much when I was flipping around, I found the same thing. So check this out. I got a note from a friend who served in the military, and he's got the USAA insurance, which is great for military people or families of military people. And he sent me a note, and the note that he got, an email he got, this is how it goes. Rarely in our 87-year history have we turned to USAA members to weigh in with elected representatives on an issue of great importance, but now we are. The U.S. Senate currently is considering legislation that would impose new rules on the nation's financial services industry, including USAA, the leading provider of services to America's military community. USAA supports financial services reform. But the current Senate bill would disproportionately, following this, impact us because we are a unique and fully integrated association. USAA is not like the banks and other companies that help bring down our economy. We never took a penny of TARP funds. We do not engage in the harmful practices this legislation seeks to resolve. And it basically goes on. It was from the CEO of the company, where they list some bullet points, and it says, if unchanged, the bill would prevent us from managing the portfolio as we have for the past 87 years. It would jeopardize our ability to continue offering many of our competitive products. It would limit our ability to return money to our members. Last year, we returned $1.2 billion to our members in the form of distributions, dividends, and bank rebates and rewards. And that's what they do when they get that extra money. So different people have served their families. Like I said, they'll get a check in the mail. They get those dividend checks. They get checks. And some of them are pretty decent sized checks. And he basically ties the whole thing up by saying, we ask all USAA members and employees to urge their senators to amend a portion of the bill known as the Volcker Rule to eliminate its effect on a company like us. Please know that this legislation doesn't impact individual members' investments, but regardless of the outcome, you know, we're going to remain standing by you and take care of the military and their families. And what I like about this is I thought his letter was great. And there may be other people writing them, but good for them on the cutting edge and saying, we didn't take TARP funds. We're not like the other banks. We didn't do that. We didn't bring down the company, the economy, rather. So this legislation is going to kill us. And it's going to kill you, too, because some of the things you enjoy are going to be gone. And they have a link where you can click on, and there's a special website that shows you how you can send an email message to your senator. Boom. Boom, bada bing, just like that. So I want some applause from that audience in Minnesota. I think it's terrific that this Joe Robles wrote this note. He's the CEO for USAA. And, I mean, who knows, maybe other people are writing them. But this is, I mean, they offer good things for the military families and other people that are connected to the military. Incredible breaks that they might not be able to get otherwise. Even on, you know, whether we're talking about house stuff, we're just talking about a credit card and an interest rate that's not ridiculous and out of this world. Insurance rates, incredibly competitive. And it'll hurt certainly a lot of those families. That's why they're saying that. Forget the dividend checks and all the things that we try to do for you, because we're going to be suffering the same fate as the greedy SOBs who tanked us. It's not fair. So bravo. And this whole idea of reform is only good if the rules work. That's the problem. So in a nutshell, what kind of rules are going to change the way the companies who make their money off of tweaking little things in the financial sector, what kind of rules are going to wreak havoc enough with their world that they're going to stay on the straight and narrow, especially if there is that bailout possibility? Okay, there's this fund, everybody has to contribute to it, so if you slip and fall, we got you, no problem. Crazy. By the way, just for the record, Goldman's boss visited the White House at least 4 times. You know, was at the White House for at least 4 times, maybe a little bit more than that. So, hello. Lloyd Blankenfeld, he went there for a couple of different events. He certainly poured money, or Goldman Sachs poured money into the campaign, almost $1 million in donations from employees and their relatives. He met with Obama's top economic advisor, Larry Summers. You know, they had a couple of meetings. Boy, I bet you they wish they could distance themselves from that. But it's clearly, they had a relationship. Clearly, Goldman was donating the money that I just said, almost $1 million. But there is no other kind of evidence, any kind of hard evidence anyway, that shows any other Goldman executive somehow involved with the president or aides or, you know, whatever. It still looks a little shady and raises at least my eyebrows. I don't know about yours. Let's come down hard on Goldman Sachs. But wait a second. They donated all this money. Ooh, what do we do? All right, I know what we're going to do. We're going to step aside for just a couple that were coming right back at you here on America Tonight.
Oh, My sinuses, they feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come, Mrs. John. One more time. Play the sea. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And get the play the sea.
Hey, was Earth Day, by the way? Did you do anything special for Earth Day, like pick up some trash on the side of the road, only you weren't wearing a jumper and you weren't required to do it? I do hate that. I hate that when you go somewhere and it's pretty and green and there's flowers and some idiot has, like, thrown McDonald's bags out the window. And you can tell it's been thrown out the window because it's spilled all over the place. What is the deal with that? Are there not enough trash cans that you can pull up to some gas station and dump your food and dump your old food or leftovers or whatever in the trash can? Come on. I mean, that, to me, that is inexcusable. Don't get it. So that would be my contribution as I saw that today for Earth Day. 800-259-5791. Will the new rules make a difference if, in fact, we do have financial reform? We're talking about that and a few other things. Let's jump to Sammy in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Congratulations on your Flyers.
I know. They eliminated the Devils, and it was, 3-0. It was a nice game, and now they move on.
Yep. Well, I saw the game. You know, I saw Philadelphia played great, you know, and they were full marks for it. You know, because, yeah, and then I switched and saw, you know, I almost saw it, you know, all the overtime of the Pittsburgh-Ottawa game, I figured I almost saw two games, if you know what I mean.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, I know. Very exhausting. Okay, I'm hearing of some
Did you say very exhausting?
Very exhausting for the players, not for me.
Oh, I thought for you I was going to say, oh, Sam, you just have to move yourself around on the couch. It won't be as exhausting. Okay, I got you.
Except when I'm with Julie, but you know about that. But I'm
pumped. Okay.
Okay, I'm hearing of some kind of new okay, now you know about this, a new bill that's really ticking off Hispanic Americans.
We're talking about immigration reform.
Yeah.
Is being discussed on the federal level, or supposed to come up on the federal level again. But what's happened in Arizona, there's a new law that kicked in, an immigration law, the toughest ever in our country. And what it is the police can, if they think they believe somebody is in the country illegally, they can ask them questions, ask them for proof, and then basically take steps to lead to the deportation of who's ever in Arizona illegally. So, you know, you'll have people that aren't here and they don't have identification, or they don't have the right kind of tags on their plates or something gives them away, or the accent perhaps, or they don't speak any English. I personally think it's a good thing because of what I know to be a living hell that's been created in parts of Arizona, and the governor has been screaming for a long time for help, asked for National Guard troops, and then the rancher was murdered, the rancher who was actually helping people who were trying to come across, and you know, believed to be some drug cartel guy shot him, because he could, and knew that nobody would know who he is, and I think that was really what lit the fuse here. And, Sam, what some people are saying is, well, this is going to be profiling, and, you know, American Civil Liberties Union is up in arms because these cops are going to be profiling. If they hear an accent, if they see a different skin color, if whatever, you know, who knows what will happen. I think other states that don't want to cop to it are going to look and see what happens with Arizona, and I think there's going to be some other states that are going to want to do the same thing unless the ACLU puts the brakes on everything, which they could.
Are we talking about maybe even Texas doing some kind of law like
that? Oh, Texas would be prime for that. Except for that, again, you would have a lot of people that would be upset, that would think it's disgraceful and disgusting and wrong because, and you know, there is that chance. I mean, what if you are a citizen and you just have an accent? I mean,
right.
You know, my great-great-grandmother had an accent when she came to the country, and so, you know, what did they endure? But she came through the legal channels.
Right.
So the idea is you have to make a choice here. If nobody's going to help, and that's what keeps happening, the federal level complains or people complain,
right,
but then nothing's done. What are they supposed to do when people are getting murdered, when there's problems with drugs that are overrun in some of these school districts, and it's coming straight from Mexico and gangs?
True. What has the governor of Texas said about it, if anything?
He hasn't said anything yet. I think he's okay. From what I hear,
right,
I heard California was looking to find out what was going on in Arizona, and Texas was too. They want to go on the record and say that because then they're going to get just attacked right and left if they're even considering doing the same thing. But nobody else has done it yet, and it hasn't really kicked in yet in Arizona, but everybody's going to be watching.
And like you said, the ACLU might take it to court. You think if they fight it enough, it might go to the Supreme Court?
Oh, I think there's a great chance it could end up with the Supreme Court, yes, and what a mess it would be to try to sort that out. I mean, you go back to the same thing. You and I have talked about this. You've been to Israel.
Right.
I know exactly the same thing going to Israel, what happens. But you're safe. You don't feel like at any time, and here you are in the Middle East, that something's going to happen on that plane because
right,
of what they do. And it's called profiling because they
right,
do profile you.
Right.
So they profile us all if you go over there. And you could just be the one they pick out. And, you know, this is that struggle. It is nasty, I guess. But at the same time, what do you want them to do in Arizona? Because they ask for help. They never get the help they need.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right, exactly. It's sticky. It is sticky. Because maybe, you know, let's say I'm from Mexico, and my family works their rear ends off,
right.
And they come legally. They go through legal channels and come into the United States.
Right.
And then, you know, my mother and father have an accident, and we're pulled over. I don't. Maybe my dander gets up, and I'm furious because I'm an American citizen, and they are. And so you can see how it could be sensitive.
Oh, big time sensitive.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean, like you said, profile. I mean, like... When I go to Israel, I always fly Al out because to me it's the safest.
Yes.
They'll look at me, they'll ask me a couple of questions. They know I'm a nice Jewish kid. Well, Jewish, yeah, nice. Well, that's open to debate. but they'll ask you. I mean, for argument's sake, you might say you might be going for Christmas or Easter. They'll still ask you. But if your name was Ahmed and you're carrying a Saudi Arabian passport, they would probably really grill him.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but for security reasons, you know, for security reasons, of course, you know. So.
Well, yeah, and see, that's what you have to decide. I mean, where is everybody's line is different, everybody's feeling is different, and it's also easy when it's not you. When it's your family especially, yeah. Then it's different. Then you feel differently
right.
If they're discriminated on or you think they're being discriminated on and you know them to be good people and you can't understand it and... But it's the world we live in. I mean,
it's
at some point, yes, it's unfortunate. At some point, you have to decide, I guess. And that's what happened in Arizona.
I don't know. Okay, we don't know. We haven't heard anything about the little incident at the border crossing at Plattsburgh yet. But if Julie doesn't like the decision, she has bluntly said, I don't care if I'm offered $1 billion, with all due respect, she will not go back, take one step into the United States again. Because what happened left a very bitter taste in her mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Keep us up to date on what ultimately
okay, like
you
I said. Like I said, with all due respect, and I respected this person, I'm not going to name the Consul General for the United States who works here much. I'm not going to reveal the person's name for security reasons.
All right. So again, have a great weekend, and let us know what happens there, Sam.
Okay. Take care, gorgeous.
You too. All right, here's the blunder of the day as we are at the finish line here. Senior staffers at the SEC spent hours surfing porn websites. Yeah, they did that on their computers that the government gave them while they were being paid to police the financial system. That's nice. The SEC's Inspector General conducted 33 investigations of employees looking at these images in the past 5 years. The AP had a story today, and I went through it, and the memo says 31 of those investigations happened in the 2.5 years since the financial system has teetered and almost crashed all the way around us. So, you know, that's pretty much violating, I would assume, government-wide ethics, right? And let's see what happens here. And the reason this has come out is because Senator Charles Grassley requested information. So, yeah, this is bad. Oh, let's see. A senior attorney at the SEC's Washington headquarters spent up to 8 hours a day looking at and downloading porn. When he ran out of hard drive space, this guy was creepy crawly. He burned the files to CDs or DVDs that he kept in boxes. He agreed to resign. Oh, that is sad. Gee, and we wonder why we're in trouble. Because the group that's supposed to be on their toes is watching porn.